I'm Alex Helmick. This is The Wrap on World Radio Switzerland. How can technology better fight forest fires? How about mechanical insects? At the Laboratory of Intelligent Systems at the EPFL Tech School in Lausanne, they've developed a new horsefly-like device that could be deployed to battle the flames. Mirko Kovac is with the Laboratory of Intelligent Systems. He joins me now. So, Mr. Kovac, explain exactly what this device is.
Well, basically what we developed is this perching mechanism. So it allows small, any kind of flying robots to attach to surfaces and detach on command. And basically, the insect, the instincts are in that sense that they're built-in principles which allow them to do that.
It sounds like a lot of fun, and maybe some kids would have a lot of fun with it, but does this have any real-world applications?
Yeah, one possible application would be forest fire monitoring, for example. So you could equip small MAVs, small flying platforms, with sensors like cameras or heat sensors or chemical sensors, and throw a swarm of them out of airplanes or let them move in forests or in urban areas. And they could attach to buildings or to trees and monitor what is happening. So like this, they could inform fire guards faster than other systems.
Okay, so explain how it works. I mean, is this simply a sort of a remote-controlled device that can attach and detach, or how does it work?
Well, basically, it flies, and once it hits an obstacle, so it flies headfirst into the obstacle, it does not need to perform any kind of aerodynamic maneuver before that. It just touches the obstacle, and while doing this, it snaps two arms forwards, and like this, perches needles into the surface. After, when it's perched there, so when it's still, it can retract the needles out of the surface using a small electric motor, and like this takes flight again.
So how does the command work?
So the command is basically just a mechanical trigger on its nose. So once it flies and detects that obstacle mechanically, so it just touches it, then it releases those arms and attaches to it.
Now, how did you come up with this?
Well, basically how we did this is that we looked at different methods how to do perching. We did extensive brainstorming and followed the innovation process, which consists of brainstorming, then evaluating these different solutions, prototyping them, and choosing the best one to implement.
It sort of looks like an insect of sorts, doesn't it?
Well, yes, it could. It has the same, like some animals use the same grasping mechanisms that are also mechanically triggered. For example, if you have certain animals, you touch them in front, they automatically have a reflex to close their tentacles or their grasping mechanism.
Thank you, Mr. Kovac.
Yeah, thank you very much.
That's Mirko Kovac with the Laboratory of Intelligence Systems at the EPFL Tech School in Lausanne. Kovac, along with Jörg Garman and Professor Floriano, developed the robots with insect-like instincts that could help battle forest fires, among other things. You can get a link to a video of the robot in action at our website, worldradio.ch. I'm Alex Helmick. This is The Wrap on World Radio Switzerland.